Now, earlier this year, Donna Power made sporting history when she became the first woman to manage a senior men's football team. It was called Fisher Athletic. It was based in the London Borough of Southwark, and it's in the Bulmers Side of Kent Football League. Donna is a lifelong fan of the team, and she's now been appointed first team coach. Donna, how did you become the manager?
Good morning. What happened was they had a meeting, Fisher Athletic had a meeting to try and raise some money because we was very tight with money. So I went and raised £500 and then went to the director and said, could I manage the team for a day? And they decided that I could do it.
So, now, why were you so keen to do it, even if it was only for one day?
Because I wanted to prove that I had the qualifications and the knowledge to run a man's football team.
What's your background then? What gave you those qualifications?
I run a youth team called Red Lion Boys Club. I've had them since they were 6 years old. They're now 12. So, and I've done coaching badges. And I've always watched Fisher Athletic. I've worked for them before, so it was a great experience.
Now, there was a lot of attention on you for the match that took place against Eastleigh. What sort of response did you get from the crowd?
It was a mixed response. For my home fans, Fisher fans, they was brilliant. From the Eastleigh fans, it wasn't. It was more of chanting of, I'm a female and I should stay in the kitchen cooking.
And how did you cope with that?
I told them I've never been in a kitchen to cook.
Now, the club unfortunately went into receivership this summer and it's now reformed as Fisher FC, owned by the supporters. How did you come to be appointed the coach?
What happened was in May when Fisher Athletic got wound up and the supporters had a meeting and we decided that we was going to form a new club, Fisher FC, because Fisher's been going for so many years now. So then they had an interview for the manager's position and I got offered to have an interview and I went for the interview to be manager. Unfortunately, I never got the manager's job, but lucky enough, Gary Livesley got it, who's a great manager. So Gary invited me along to the trials day. I went along, he see what I could do, and he offered me the coaching position.
Segment 1. Now, earlier this year, Donna Power made sporting history when she became the first woman to manage a senior men's football team. It was called Fisher Athletic. It was based in the London Borough of Southwark and it's in the Bulmers Side of Kent Football League. Donna is a lifelong fan of the team and she's now been appointed first team coach. Donna, how did you become the manager?
Good morning. What happened was they had a meeting, Fisher Athletic had a meeting to try and raise some money because we was very tight with money. So I went and raised £500 and then went to the director and said, could I manage the team for a day? And they decided that I could do it.
Segment 2. So, now, why were you so keen to do it, even if it was only for one day?
Because I wanted to prove that I had the qualifications and the knowledge to run a man's football team.
What's your background then? What gave you those qualifications?
I run a youth team called Red Lion Boys Club. I've had them since they were 6 years old. They're now 12. So, and I've done coaching badges. And I've always watched Fisher Athletic. I've worked for them before, so it was a great experience.
Now, there was a lot of attention on you for the match that took place against Eastleigh. What sort of response did you get from the crowd?
Segment 3.
It was a mixed response. For my home fans, Fisher fans, they was brilliant. From the Eastleigh fans, it wasn't. It was more of chanting of, I'm a female and I should stay in the kitchen cooking.
And how did you cope with that?
I told them I've never been in a kitchen to cook. so.
Now, the club unfortunately went into receivership this summer, and it's now reformed as Fisher FC, owned by the supporters. How did you come to be appointed the coach?
Segment 4.
What happened was, in May, when Fisher Athletic got wound up, the supporters had a meeting, and we decided that we was going to form a new club, Fisher FC, because Fisher's been going for so many years now. So then they had an interview for the manager's position, and I got offered to have an interview, and I went for the interview to be manager. Unfortunately, I never got the manager's job, but lucky enough, Gary Livesley got it, who's a great manager. So Gary invited me along to the trials day. I went along, he see what I could do, and he offered me the coaching position.